This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
Well, the economy is always going to be the issue. It is the front and center issue of every campaign. It's the economy, stupid. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. The Zeoli Show on Twitter at Rich Zeoli and Facebook.com/Zeoli Show. 855-839-1210 is our number. I want to get right to our special guest. Kevin Hassett is the White House Economic Advisor, and he's been on the show before, and I'm very happy to have him back on the show. Kevin, welcome back. How you doing?
Oh, good to be back. Fantastic.
Excellent, excellent. We talked last time. It was, I think, right before the first stimulus. Where do things stand right now? First of all, congratulations on your efforts with regards to the job numbers that came out. I think that's excellent, the 2.5 million new jobs. I think it's a testament to the fact that companies kept employees on their payrolls. They trusted in the program that would, in fact, protect them that way. Good news that people have confidence in the economy again. It seems like consumer confidence is also going up very high.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I think that what's going on is that the policies that the president pushed that basically, you know, lent money to small businesses to keep their workers around and so on really worked. And that's why things are getting back to normal way, way faster than anyone expected.
Yeah, because what could have happened is they could have just fired their employees, lay them off and said, we don't know when this is ever going to recover. But by stepping in and saying, don't let anyone go, keep these people on your payroll, keep them part of your company, and then we got this. That gave people the confidence to do that. I think otherwise, there's no way that those numbers would be what they are today. People trusted that when you and Larry Kudlow and the Treasury Secretary came out and said all these things, they trusted that was going to be followed through, and the results speak for themselves.
Yeah, that's right. And in fact, you nailed it, because if everybody thinks that everybody else is going to stay locked in their house, then nobody goes out and opens their business, right? And so there is this sort of coordination that has to happen where everybody gets optimistic about opening up and the ability to do so and be healthy all at once. And I think that was really the brilliance of what the White House did with Drs. Birx and Fauci and putting out guidelines and so on, was give people the confidence to all go back pretty much at the same time.
And we're doing that, which is nice to see, Kevin Hassett. So where do things stand now with another stimulus bill? I guess that would be a phase four. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Phase four is what we're looking at now. And you know, people watch the president on Twitter, and it kind of feels like, you know, he's going from thing to thing. But he's a very systematic guy. You know, I've worked with him now for about 3 years. And so what he's told us to do is basically make a plan for what we should do if things continue like right now, to get better way faster than economists think, but also to have a plan for like what we would do if it were slower, and suppose that, you know, if the disease were to take off again and people were going to have to really slow down and social distance, you know, even more than they're doing now, then the economy, of course, would be a lot worse. And so then maybe we had to do different things. And so what we've done right now is basically done scenario planning, so that, you know, come July, which is about when this needs to happen, we'll have lots more data, we'll have all the jobs numbers for June and so on, and we'll have, I think, clarity on how things are going, at which point we can make an informed choice about what we think should be in the phase four deal. And if, you know, again, if the disease comes back, maybe you need a big deal again, and if the economy is just roaring like crazy, then maybe it can be a small deal with just a few changes. Like, for example, I know a top priority for the president is to protect businesses from lawsuits that might spin out of control, you know, in an abusive way. If, you know, you open your restaurant and somebody gets COVID, then, you know, as you know, that there are contingent fee lawyers out there that are going to be willing to sue you, right? And I think a lot of concerns have been raised with people we talked to. We've been meeting with businessmen and the president and the state dining room quite a bit over the last couple of months. And one thing just about everybody always mentions is they need liability protection so that people can't just sue them if they get COVID and then claim it happened at your business.
Kevin Hassett, when you look at the big picture of all this, the Wall Street Journal article that you were quoted in, which says that the Hassett sees another stimulus bill from Congress before August recess. At the very end of the article, it says Congress has approved more than $3.3 trillion in aid in recent months, raising concerns among some of the president's advisors about surging budget deficits. Is that a concern? Should we be worried about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, because as you know, Rich, it sounds like I've heard you say this a million times. If government spends money, then at some point somebody has to pay for it, right? Yeah. And so, of course, you know, this COVID problem is unprecedented. It's really the biggest negative economic shock, peacetime shock, that the U.S. has ever seen. Second quarter GDP is still, you know, set to drop maybe 40%. I'm not kidding, 40%.
Wow.
And so with a shock that big, imagine if we saw that in the May report, that just completely stunned economists because it was so good. Imagine if the biggest shock in economic history hits our economy and we get back to normal by the summer. You know, to do that, that requires like incredibly smart policies and also the fact, you know, the blessing that we started in January with probably the strongest economy we ever had. And so we had a kind of healthy patient. The president likes to say we had a healthy patient that had an operation, but since he was healthy, he can get back to normal relatively quickly. And that's what we're hoping for. But until we're back to that point, then I think that we do need to, like, put concerns about the deficit on hold, because it could be, again, like that we're going to need to lend money to small businesses again to make sure they don't go bankrupt just because the government shut them down. And one last thing, Rich, is that there's a huge variation. You know, I actually, as you know, I lived in Philly for a long time. I really love Pennsylvania. But there's a huge variation across states in whether they're open or not. And sadly, it seems to be politically correlated. And I'll give you an example. Vermont is the healthiest state in the country. They have the lowest share of COVID cases in their population of any state, even Alaska and Hawaii. But it's one of the most closed states. They pretty much have their economy shut down. And so, you know, that there are other states which actually have some more COVID cases, but following the guidelines have opened up. And so there's a real big political difference in the recovery right now. And there are a lot of places that are, you know, historically blue that are coming back way, way slower than anywhere else. Actually, the place with the fewest businesses open in the country as a percent of total businesses is actually Washington, D.C., because the mayor here is, you know, being, I think, a little bit is overreacting.
Oh, she's insane, but I won't make you say that. I'll say that. Kevin Hassett, I'm so glad you're bringing this up because, first of all, I live in blue New Jersey, as you know, and it's ridiculously locked down still. We're still going through this ridiculous lockdown. What you just said, Kevin, about the fact that these blue states, it seems very political, you're 100% right about that. And we see the data now coming out of states that reopened. We're not seeing the kind of surge that's overwhelming our hospitals and we can't handle it. We are seeing what we expected, which is that, yes, some people would get the virus, but the economy is booming again. I think about it, if we reopened Pennsylvania fully, because we're still not open in this area of Philadelphia, our neck of the woods, your neck of the woods, Kevin, if they reopened New Jersey, if they reopened these states, then you could even have better economic numbers. It almost seems like, yes, they're afraid to do that because they're getting very nervous that the economy is improving. I even joked on Twitter. I said, I could see them, if these numbers continue to improve like this, I could see suddenly now a need to lock things down at the end of the summer, just in case the virus comes back in the fall, you know?
Yeah. And you know, what's going to happen, of course, then is that the blue states that stay shut, and maybe they're staying shut because they want to have a bad economy because they think that'll hurt President Trump politically.
Exactly.
I really don't know why. But the point is, what's going to happen is that they're going to then come to federal taxpayers and say, you guys got to bail us out because we have no money because we've been shut down for so long. And so I think that really, if you look ahead to the fall and the political debates that we're going to be having, I hope this is not one that we are going to have, but I worry that it is, which is that the blue states that have stayed closed are basically going to get lots and lots of federal money if, you know, blue people control Washington. And, you know, that's maybe going to be unspoken, but it's the truth. And why should the states that take the health risks to open up have to pay money to the states that don't? But I think that we could be looking at a circumstance like that.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, Kevin, am I a bad person for saying, I don't, even though I live in a blue state, I don't want my state to get a dollar after this nonsense?
You know, I think that there are circumstances where it would make a great deal of sense for us to help any state at the federal level. But I do think that this problem that we're talking about right now is a real one. And I could tell you that you might recall, because I know you watch the White House closely, that since I've returned to the White House, there have been times where people say I'm way more negative than the president and times where they say I'm more positive than the president, even though I've sort of had a consistent view. And the consistent view is if you have the biggest negative shock to an economy in history, then you don't really know what's going to happen next. And I think that the fact that it's a short shock in states that have reopened means that it's like what the president said the other day with Larry, quoting Larry Kudlow, actually. He said that maybe what's going to happen is we're going to look at it as just like a big hurricane that came in and it made a stop, but then we got going again after it left. And I think that if it is like a big hurricane, we can get back to normal really, really fast. But if we don't, then there's going to start to be bankruptcies, and then the bankruptcies are going to perhaps put pressure on financial institutions, and then you're going to maybe have panics. And that's the kind of risk you run if you keep the economy closed for a long time.
Yes, Kevin. And also, too, Kevin Hassett's with me, the White House economic advisor. Also, too, you know, if your goal ultimately is to transition America to socialism, the more people you can make dependent upon government, the more you can achieve that goal. And I think about some of these blue state governors and what they'd like to achieve and moving people towards that. The longer they keep things shut down, the more fear they put out there about the economy reopening again, the more people, and I don't think people are buying that, thank God, but the more they do that, then the more they can then turn around and say, look at this devastation. We need the money from Washington. And also all of our people need to be covered by this program or that program. Help us make sure Democrats get elected in November. I see this being very political and very systematic in their thinking.
Yeah, and again, think back to my Vermont example, right? Like,
yes.
So Vermont is the state that's voted for a guy who wasn't even identified as a Democrat. He's identified as a socialist, Bernie Sanders. And so a state that's willing to elect a socialist is now, surprise, surprise, willing to shut down its capitalist economy, even though they have the lowest disease prevalence of any state in the country. And so the attitudes of folks like that, I think, are very, very dangerous for our prosperity and the health of the economy. And don't forget that it was the growth that we had in our economy through January was incredibly widely shared. That wage growth for the bottom 10% of Americans was way higher than for the top 10% because, you know, President Trump emphasized good, high-paying manufacturing jobs and so on. And so anyway, so it's not about rich versus poor. It's about, you know, I think smart versus not. That we understand, you know, going back all the way through the history of socialism, that it leads to weak economies and poor people and really kind of totalitarian governments. And does it feel totalitarian when the government arrests a small business if it opens up? Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that. Yes, it does.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly. Right.
It is a very risky time. It is a very risky time.
Well, listen, don't tell him I shared this over the air with you. Don't tell him. But last night I got a note from Jared Kushner at about 9:30 or so. Have fun with Kevin. He is great, all caps, and a superstar. One of the smartest people I've ever worked with. Don't tell him I shared that. But whatever you're doing, keep it up, Kevin, because even though some people say you're too negative, obviously the president respects the realistic view you're giving him. So keep up the good work.
Well, thanks, and you do the same. I just think you've got the best show on radio, and I miss drive time in Philadelphia listening to you.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.